Blog Talk Radio.
You. Hello.
Yo.
Yo, what's going on? Oh, man, everybody jumping.
What's good?
What's good, everyone? What's good, ladies?
What's black man and woman is God. Black man and woman is God.
Oh, and then Ron in the house.
I started back work tonight.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations.
I'm in Queens.
Oh, that's a good thing. Well,
yeah, and I'm negative on my COVID test. Negative.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Definitely wonderful.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
It means you're
yes.
staying healthy. You're staying healthy.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, since I got out of hospital, shit went away.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yo, what up, everybody? Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's up? What's up? Big Red and Brother B is in the house. Also got Lady T and Ron in the mix. What's
yeah.
good, y'all?
Lady T and
Ron. What's y'all?
Good, y'all? What's up?
I have to go a couple of technical difficulties. So let's get ready to get this party started. Hope everyone is, well at this time. Ron as well. We know that.
Yeah, thank
so,
you.
Yeah,
you know,
thank goodness.
Lady T, Big Red, hope y'all are good.
Yeah, I'm fine. Except for,
Uh-oh.
I'm just, you know.
I sound like Krabby Patty.
Yeah. I'm fine. I'm just sick of certain things.
You're fine. How you feeling?
Yeah, exactly.
You're fine as always, Yeah, I know I'm fine.
Well,
but
all
feeling,
right, dear.
You know.
All right, dear. Got it. All right.
I go outside.
What happened?
If I go outside, I get annoyed with the things that I see sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I know we have to wear a mask, but why do you have to have the full ski mask, like you about to skate, ski on the Himalayas somewhere?
Kid.
It ain't like...
Mm.
Like, come on, you gotta have a whole mask on, like you getting ready to go, sledding or something. Like, wear a mask now. We didn't say wear a winter mask. It's not cold.
Well, let's see what they're gonna do in the summertime. Tell them to keep that energy in July.
Right, I understand it was a little cool yesterday, but my goodness, are you kidding me?
Well, some people don't, it may be about fashion. It may be about some people maybe some people don't have access. So that's the thing, not everybody has access. And if you go into some of these stores, you got cats selling these masks for like $4, $5, some $6 for a mask. Like, come on, man. That's
I get that.
That's ridiculous.
Mean, yeah. But
they doing. They
he look ridiculous.
Well, see, I guess
he
that, I guess he thought he was covered. You know, I guess.
If he told you what.
You know, it is what it is. But yeah, guest caller number 646-347. Oh shit! I mean, 347-324-3395. I'm getting off other numbers. 347-324-3395 is guest calling number. So Lady T had to help me tonight because I could, for some reason I just couldn't come up with a topic. Me or Red.
Me neither.
Lady T.
I can come up with a whole lot of topics.
Thank you, Lady T.
A whole lot of
well, I, listen, we know that. And they might be a little angry. Either a little angry or a little, a little Donald Goins. Type situations. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell them.
It's all good. So the next episode is on you, Ron. The next episode, you pick the topic. All right.
Oh God.
Oh,
right.
See, now you got beef with it now. So yeah, our topic for tonight: boundaries in relationships.
That better be
boundaries,
good.
Boundaries in a relationship.
Boundaries in a relationship. Okay.
Yeah.
At what stage?
Do we really have boundaries? Do we really have boundaries? I mean, I guess there are some boundaries.
At what stage? It could be a friendship, relationship.
No. We talking about
what
you
boundaries
know,
that we talking about?
I assume that we're talking about we humping. Relationship. We ain't talking about brother and sister. You know, brother.
Okay,
sister.
so we're talking about relationships with your mate, with your husband. Then.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Husband.
Proceed.
Husband. Wait. Oh, husband.
Your significant other, whatever y'all want to call it. I don't know.
That's right, because I don't know about that husband part of it. But I'm saying boundaries in a relationship.
First of all, I said humping. I didn't say husband.
I know what you said because I know that word very well. I'm just saying she said.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just giving a wide range. Y'all said relationships, so.
Okay, so.
Listen, damn it.
All right, so my thing is this. Okay,
boundaries.
In terms of boundaries, what do you mean by boundaries? Like, what do you mean by that? Like, what's the.
Don't do that shit.
So your boundaries that would be your deal breakers, in other words. What would be deal breakers?
I mean, like, what stage?
Okay.
What boundaries? What stages? Any stage?
The first 3 years? The first 10 years? No, the first 2 years, then the first 5 years.
Okay.
You know what I mean? What you do in the first 2 years, the 5 years, then 10 years or 9 years, it's different stages. I mean, like, I don't know that nigga that well. I can't go into his wallet like that without his permission. You know what I mean? That type shit.
I don't care what stage you're in. You better not go in my damn pocketbook. I'm sorry.
Listen, stage 9, like, 9 years in, is like, baby, I can't move my left arm because you're going into my. You understand
what I'm saying? Listen, that's what the right one is for. You can't move your left arm. That's what the right one is for. Don't go on my daggone pocketbook.
Listen,
that's a boundary. That's a boundary right there. Right, that's a boundary. Like, I mean, that's my thing. Like, if you say, okay, my thing is this. I was just joking, but I'm just saying, like, if I say, okay, well, you know, if you ask me for something, I'd be like, oh, it's in my pocketbook, you can go and get it. Then that's different. You know, just go ahead and get it. As long as you ain't taking extra stuff out my pocketbook, we'll be fine. Because if my $20 is missing, I know I had it in there, and you're going to bring me the brush, and then the $20 is going too, we going to have a problem.
Ain't nobody going to take your funky $20.
Me and your funky $20.
He wouldn't take it.
Now, if it was 40.
He's going to take it. You want to take $40?
That was 40.
$40.
I'm
trying to
take the 40.
I had to look at the topic, Brother B, with what was sent to you as far as, so what would make in a relationship the boundary, deal breakers.
Oh, deal breakers.
Yeah, so what are some deal breakers?
Stealing.
Well, that is a deal breaker.
I mean,
stealing, lying.
Let's go back. Because y'all guys know how to cover y'all shit up. Like, come on.
Ain't nobody slicker than four lips.
Amazing.
But you will get caught though.
Would that be the deal breaker? Okay, now when you get caught, is that the deal breaker? Yeah, lying is one thing.
I'll let a woman lie quick. You want to lie? Who you lie about? You lie. Once you lie to me, we done. You get put in the second category. Because if you, you know the deal, if you lie, you steal. You steal, you, if you lie, you, cheat, you cheat, you steal, you kill. So that's what
Hey.
What the hell was all that? If you lie, you steal. You can't just be one without all the other. A lot of times it's not lying and cheating go hand in hand sometimes. Same thing, lying and stealing. I've seen it before.
You don't watch
Byron,
when you were coming up, you did not watch Columbo. You did not watch Heart to Heart.
Yes,
you
did. I had to watch all that stuff.
You did not watch Manic. You did not watch Andy Griffin's show. You did not, because you.
Well,
you,
I didn't.
Well,
first of all, I didn't like Andy Griffin. The Heart to Heart.
I didn't like him either.
Agatha,
I didn't like him either.
Was cool. You know what I'm saying? But I really didn't. Well, I didn't like the whole Mayberry thing. I wasn't. That wasn't for me.
No, the Andy Griffin. What was that? What was he? Was the judge? Not that one. The judge. Not Mayberry.
The judge. Matlock.
He was a lawyer.
Yeah, but listen. Not people can be. I mean, I understand you got categories, but sometimes certain things don't always go hand in hand. You know, certain people have limits. And you know, some people have their thing. You know, you may have compulsive liars, but it doesn't mean that they're going to do everything else in the scope. But then you have, you know, some people who may step out or cheat or whatever you want to call it, and they can just be the type that'll keep it funky. But you're like, yeah, I did it. So now what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
this is what it is.
I love you, brother. But I ain't taking that risk. I'm 48 years old, and I know better.
So you're not taking that risk because of your age, because you're mature, let's say. Or what is it? Like you matured?
No, because I know. At this point, I know. I grew up with the best of both worlds. I saw the worst of a woman, and I saw the best of a woman. You know what I mean? And there's no in between.
Mm-hmm.
Either you pick a side early, or you just to the wayside. You know, it's weird. How I do it, but like when chicks come to me, they want relationships. They go to the next dude, they just want to, you know, fuck forever. You know what I mean? But with me, I'm just like, I'm the relationship guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I get treated different. So I have to be different. I got to look at you different, because if I'm going to stay with you, I'm not going to be playing with you. You out here bullshit. You know what I mean? So that's how I see it.
So that could kind of be based on all.
For me.
Character with what you just said, Rome, because I could agree with what you said. I've seen the best of both worlds and the worst of both worlds, and I've seen the worst of both worlds. You would think it's the bad boy that might have gave you the worst of both worlds, but it's really the good guy in disguise, let's say. So I've been there.
It's what works for you.
It could work for you too,
that?
But
the good guy
in the sense of,
you know, that's so nasty.
No. I really. I'm not touching on that, because that could be a broad scope. So I don't feel like even touching on that. But my point that I'm making is, I'm the relationship girl, and to me, I don't have time to wait. It's either I'm not afraid to be alone for years upon years until I meet that person that I want to be. I've been there before. So none of that bothers me. So if you want to go, it's like you choose which side you want to play. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen, you know, people, you know, you would think they were very, very honest about certain things, but they very, very weak when it comes to presenting something to you. They'll present all the good in the beginning with not a problem, but when it comes to something that they want to say to move forward, whether it's with their life or with your life, they can't say it to you. And I consider that a little cowardly. So when we talk about boundaries and things like that, to me those things should have been set in the beginning, and sometimes they are, but people could say what they want but not really follow through with it, you know. So it's certain levels of boundaries, at least for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, all right. I feel where you're coming from. This is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I've said it before. Sometimes you got to give people enough rope to hang themselves. But at the same time, you know, you got to, everybody has their own, you know, point of when they choose to, you know, let that person get home. And and my thing is, listen, as long as you're not like a nuisance, as long as you're not like I said before, as long as you're not somebody that's going to impede my progress and going forward, I you know, we can try and work on, you know, any and everything else. Depends, you know what I'm saying? And you know, results may vary with individuals, of course. But the thing is like, I like to work with you so that if something's wrong with you, I'm going to work with you until you see that you're the problem, not me.
And suddenly, that's settled.
And with that, I can gracefully bow out. Or you'll 9 times out of 10, that person will gracefully bow out.
So
you're considering that settlement.
That's ping pong.
Well, no. It's not settling to me. It's not. Listen,
It sounds like an investment that you're making, and you're not a person that believes in them, because
my whole thing is this: I'm not going to put in time to waste time. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody has their flaws.
Yeah.
Everybody has their issues. If you're willing to accept it or not, that sometimes makes it or break it. If there's certain things that you're willing to accept, then you move forward. But like I said, I have certain rules and I have principles. And there's certain things, if you're the type of person that's going to impede or try to stop or thwart my forward progression, off with your head. Like that's the step. You know what I'm saying? There's certain things that we can work around or we can work with, and there's certain things that we can't. But that right there is a no-no. In other words, don't get the fuck in my way. Do not get in my way.
And that goes with boundaries. Yeah. That's the boundary right there.
That's a boundary right there. And I get what you're saying. I can say in terms of like, I've never really been in any like really long-term relationship. I can't remember really being in a long-term relationship other than maybe a year. But unfortunately, at this time, it is what it is. I mean, but at this time in my life right now.
I was married 19 years.
I was just like, that's the most that I can remember is maybe a year. Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm the either I get cheated on or I'm the one that they cheat with.
Oh.
That's the person that I am. So
you sound like you're fun. You sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah, but see, that's the problem. I don't mind being fun. But
that being my cousin, I can vouch for that. Yeah, hell yeah, she's crazy.
That's fine.
To be fun, but then
yeah, we like.
But you know, it's just the thing of, you know, it's all right being fun, but see, that fun. Oh my god, that fun. You know, kind of. You know, it's like I don't. It's like they don't look at me like seriously sometimes with that fun. That's fine. I don't mind fun being fun, but I'm more than just fun. I'm not saying that every dude I dealt with is like that, but I'm more than just fun to see. That's my boundary, because it's like, all right, I could be fun, but it's going to be a certain boundary of it, because it's like, I'm not, like, don't look at me as always being fun all the time. You know, we got to talk about things. Like, we got to, you know, it's more things. And if you're dealing with me if you're trying to deal with me in a long-term type of thing, then there's certain things that, I'm going to discuss with you. I'm going to say something, but my thing is, that's a deal breaker for me is being dismissive. Don't just dismiss anything that I say.
Because you're
in a situation, and because at home you're getting the same type of conversation or what, that's fine. But you're not going to treat me different because you're getting that at home. That's your business. I don't have nothing to do with that.
You're dismissed.
But if I'm feeling a certain way, you still going to treat me with some type of you know, kind of respect. My thing is what. You know.
Wait a minute, hold on.
You gotta do that.
How you gonna talk that talk if you got a cat? Now, cats is very good.
See? How you gonna have cats to do with this? What is all that got to do with this?
You live with a dismissive preacher.
He's stupid.
He's stupid.
He's stupid. Yo, Byron. Byron. How tall is she? Your cousin.
Why don't you ask me?
What
why
you like,
ask
you
me?
Like, you like five, what you like, 5'2"?
Oh,
my God.
Listen, I used to be 5'4", now I'm 5'2". What that got to do with it?
What? How'd that happen? Yeah, I know. I guess she was wearing heels that day. I don't know.
Osteosporosis already? What happened? What the fuck?
No, somebody told me I shrunk. That ain't funny.
Okay, I'll leave it up.
Listen, I always remember you being that height because I've been 6'2 for a very long time. So
I don't care about that. I'm 6'2
on
it.
And Ron is like 8 feet tall, so I don't know what you...
Hold on.
You know. Ron is like 8 feet tall.
Well, you know, that's a deal breaker, someone being dismissive of how you feel. And I don't care what kind of relationship it is. Yeah, being dismissive, that's insulting and
that's
hurting to you because, you know, if you're saying how you're telling a person how you feel or what you feel, don't be dismissive. That to me is kind of a deal breaker. I mean, it won't make me say, okay, the relationship is over, but then it's going to have me question our relationship because it's going to be like, oh, all you see me as fun or you see me as this. You don't care about how I feel. You just, you know. True. So.
Well, another thing I can't rock with, yo. I can't deal with the you gotta be clean.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? If you got like, you know, like you just gotta be clean. Like I don't expect you to be OCD like me. Like I, you know, make sure all the labels on the can are faced in a certain way and stuff like that. You ain't gotta be like that, but
OCD.
But you gotta be, you know. Like you got, you know,
you got
to have some skills. You got to have some skills.
Oh, yeah.
That's a deal breaker too. Because you know what I'm saying. There's some women out here that think, you know, oh, I got too much to offer. I got body. I got this. I can do that. But you know,
I mean, most people don't
like,
have.
If you look under
their
bed,
yeah. Most people don't have nothing to offer.
They got their whole wardrobe under them.
Most people don't have. They don't have nothing to offer. Most people, they really don't. You know what I mean? Men and women, they don't have nothing to offer. You know what I mean?
Are you talking about people these days?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, these days, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They don't have nothing to offer. That's why it's just like, that's why there's always situation shit. It's like the sex shit and shit like that. And that's why they laugh like that, because it's like, say, like, I like old girl. You know, we ain't really doing shit together, but we'll go out, be fucking for like 2 years, don't go nowhere. You know what I mean? And then, like, okay, let's go out. Step out of your comfort zone, go to a movie, go to eat, you know what I mean? Or you might go on a trip, you know what I mean? It's comforting,
right.
You know what I mean? And what it really is just like when you're comfortable with somebody, you kind of don't have any boundaries, you know what I mean? And it just comes down to respect. Like I always say, respect, honor, and loyalty. You
right.
know, those
well,
are the,
yeah.
Yeah, those are the basics. Those are the basics of any building of any business, building of any nation, and building of any relationship. But, yeah, man.
Right,
it's like,
I mean, yeah.
You know what I mean? But after a while, you know what I mean? You've been with somebody, you've been with somebody 20 years, you know what I mean? It's like, you know them if you live with them. And even if you don't live with them, you've been around them enough to know a little more about them. You know, I've been in relationships like, I call them unattached relationships, where I was with a chick for like 13 years after my marriage, like 13 years. You know what I mean? And it's just like I moved in with her and it was the worst shit ever. It was the worst shit ever.
Well, yeah, but you stayed for 13 years, though.
Yeah, I knew her. And we were familiar in the Adam and Eve thing. You know what I mean?
Y'all was what?
And we were fucking for 13 years. We were fucking.
You know what?
I'm trying to be nice about it.
I know, but when you said that, I was like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, okay.
soon as I needed a place to stay because I was moving, I sold a house. And as soon as I sold the house and I needed a place to stay, she was like, yeah, cool, you stay for a few months. And it went past, like, I think 1 or 2 months. And, like, she was an OCD head. You know what I mean? And she's good people. She's good with money, know how to cook. But, you know, I was like, damn. She got mad because I wouldn't sleep in the bed with her. Because I'm like, you know, I'm used to sleeping by myself. You know what I mean? She, you know, it was just, when I come in, she'd be getting up. You know what I mean?
The funny thing about it. When you used to being by yourself, that's another thing. Like, I don't even say that would be a deal breaker, but, you know, when you're used to being by yourself and then you get somebody and then you're with that person's around you all the time, it's kind of like, you know, you get annoyed because
you're used to being by yourself. Because they're snoring too loud. They are snoring too loud. That's a deal breaker for me, snoring. If you were snorer, no, I've dealt with that for too many years. Don't
quiet.
Even play with me. It is. If you say
quiet
so,
for like 80 minutes.
No, because I just had a flashback. Like, oh my gosh, yes, snoring. That's serious.
Does your man snore?
I mean,
now?
Like snoring, like somebody choking.
Yeah, the,
like
I,
seriously
I heard,
snoring.
I heard,
I'm
heard, shit,
like some
heard,
loud
shit.
Snoring. I don't know how you could describe it, but
niggas sound like animals.
Like, you know. Yeah, it's real. Snoring is real.
Oh Lord.
Snoring was
maybe
you have
sleep apnea.
Oh my God.
Maybe they got sleep apnea.
Or like you're gurgling.
No,
it's not like you're gargling.
I don't know.
Like he's dogging in the world.
Were you traumatized by this? Were you traumatized by this?
I had sleepless nights by this.
Yeah,
I had sleepless nights by this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sleepless nights. Yeah.
So what's crazy?
I don't know.
Does your man or somebody else?
Does your man snore now? Does your man snore now?
I'm single and don't want to mingle.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Okay. I said, because you're going to be hard pressed.
I'm single and don't
want to be hard pressed after 35. You're going to be hard pressed by a dude that don't snore after 35.
No, I'm not. I'm good.
All right.
I
didn't say you
want nobody.
But wait a minute. But she made herself a target. So wait a minute, lady. So you try to tell me, let's say you got that dude, that good dude. And he turned around, he cooks, he clean, he teach you all nice, this is that, and whatever. Massage.
Nigga, snore like that,
all
like the end of the world.
And, he turned around and sound like a wild boar.
That wouldn't make me. I mean, break up with the person, but that's annoying. That's annoying. A snorer is so annoying. Listen, I don't know.
Yo, Byron. Byron.
Yeah.
Byron.
Yes, sir.
You ever heard of?
Yes, sir.
You heard of Bobby? You heard of Bobby Boothway, right?
Yeah.
Bobby Boothway. Yeah.
Yeah, you ever heard him sing like in his latter years, like the '70s and shit.
Oh, when he sound a little scratchy voice.
Yeah.
Yo, he sound like he's choking a cat.
Yeah.
She don't need 69. 69-47.
Oh, yeah,
with the menu. What up?
Oh my God!
Hello.
Well,
I hear somebody.
Hello.
I hear somebody.
69-47. You on there with the menu? What's up?
You can't hear me.
Nah, you going in and out.
Yeah.
Sound like a she too.
Oh, I think I know who this is. Hey, Miss Sherry, come on, get it together. Get it together, Miss Sherry. Get it together.
That worked. Hello?
Yeah. Why you sound like you're in the bathroom?
Oh, shit.
It's like you're in a tub.
Oh, Lord.
No. Hey, that's good.
Don't put yourself in the line of fire. I'll get you.
all day in the tub, you know, in the evening. I mean, in the evening, you know, glass of Chardonnay.
With a glass of Moscato.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Chardonnay, Moscato. She got that leg cocked up. She got that leg
cocked
up. You good? Sorry.
Oh, you good, Miss Cherry?
Let me shut
you
up.
Hear?
I hear
you. Nah, man.
Uncle Harvey,
nah,
I
don't
can't
hear.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not like you in another dimension.
Can't really
hear. Like you poltergeist and you on the TV.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Come with us. Come with us.
We are talking about barriers. Barriers.
Oh, boundaries. I'm sorry, not barriers.
Boundaries.
Wait, if you
tell
can,
her, tell
call, hang up and call back.
Yeah, tell
call
her
back.
To call back.
Mm. Call back when you get out of the tub.
Everybody likes
so
chicken.
We're yeah. such a family, so people feel so comfortable they get in the tub and call into the menu. Ain't that?
That's right, with a glass
nice.
Of she Moscato.
Come back
she got that leg cocked
and,
up over the, on the side
and,
of the tub.
And,
oh,
and Lady T, you know, is expressing how I can't get over the snoring thing though. I can't get over it.
That battery, that's a harsh thing to deal with, a snorer. But
yeah, when you want to sleep at night, yeah, you
yeah.
die more. Right. I
you,
mean, it wouldn't be a deal breaker for me,
cookie.
But I'll have to tell him, listen, you got to go sleep in the living room, or I have to kick him a couple of times a night or something like that.
I remember the first time I heard my homeboy snore. And I think it was like 90-something. I think it was 95, 96 or some shit like that. And he had the house on 11th Avenue, Alberta. And, you know, come by anytime, you know. So we hanging out. We watching Black Caesar, all the flicks, Superfly and all that shit. Oh, man, I'm going to sleep, man. I got to get up to work in the morning. I had the key to the crib. He get up, leave. I leave. You know what I mean? Or I stay or whatever. But when he went to sleep, and he was in the other room, you know, he fell asleep in the chair. It was
oh,
cool.
Yeah.
When he went in the other room, it was like, who the fuck is that?
I've been in one of those situations.
And
I ain't gonna lie, I've been in one of those situations, and that's scary.
He didn't have no door.
Like, I thought he had no door. But, yo,
when
that happened to me, I had to go check to see if he was going to die or something.
Sure.
Yo, that snoring was serious. I had to wake up. You all right? You going to make it through the night?
Right? You all right? You going to make it through the night?
Nigga mad. You woke him up. Leave me alone.
Oh, my God. Now, let me ask a question with this. Now, let me ask this type of question. And, Lady T, I want you to chime in on this. Now, would this be a deal breaker for you? Say you're dealing with them for about 5 years. And you find out that they have a child. They had a child on you.
Oh shit!
Would that be a deal breaker?
Oh shit! Wait! Rewind, Selecta.
You're dealing with somebody
Rewind.
For about 5 years, whether you're married or y'all are just, you know, boyfriend girlfriend. You and this person is together, like I said, married or boyfriend and girlfriend. Y'all living together, or maybe you're not living together, and you find mm-hmm. out the person had a child on you.
Like during
so
the
are we in an open relationship or what we in? We in a
no,
relationship?
No, you're in a
relationship.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Married,
yes.
A boyfriend
yeah,
and girlfriend.
Yeah,
y'all may not be like you may not necessarily be living with the person, and then again, maybe if you're married, yeah, you're living with them. If you're boyfriend and girlfriend, you may not necessarily be living or maybe living with each other, but you find
right,
out
right.
that they had a child. They had that person had a child on you. Would that
yeah.
be a deal breaker?
Total. You just disrespected me. Number one, you went cheating behind my back, and we supposed to be exclusive. You understand what I'm saying? Number two, you have a child. I mean, go on. Start your whole new family with that person. A lot of times that don't even work out. So, yeah, I say so. Me, listen, it's about respect, like I said in a previous show, and loyalty. And once a person shows you that they cannot have any respect for you, that says a lot about what they really was thinking about you. All those words that you said to me before will mean nothing to me for the simple fact that you couldn't even respect these boundaries. And I could go on and on with different boundaries that I've done seen disrespected. Mm-hmm. And I cannot stand a man for me. And even in that situation that you described, Red, for me, just my point of view, that cannot protect me. If you can't even protect yourself, you cannot protect me. And that's something that bothers me a lot. And I'm talking about, as far as what you just described, Red, if you could go have a whole new family, you wasn't thinking about me. I wasn't your concern. You understand what I'm saying? Sure, we slip up and do things, but still, you had time to think and pause maybe and say, you know what, homegirl, I can't do this with you. Then you probably wouldn't have got her pregnant. But guys don't think like that. They just go for whatever
some
it is.
No, no.
Some do. Hold on, because I'm not even going to say all guys, because you actually have some guys that actually do.
You actually have some guys that do,
but great. But the majority probably won't. So I'm not even going to target and say, like, all guys, because there are some great guys still out there, you know?
Niggas looked at me like I was crazy.
I had to think about that. I'm not even going to be like bashing guys
Ron,
on
you
here.
Did you say that last part? You said, there's some guys there. There's still some good guys out there.
You said
that like the tail end of a bad fart. Like, yeah, nah, it's just a thing.
I don't know what that means, Brother B. All right, Brother B.
Hold on.
Yo,
you're viral. You're shit going,
isn't it? Yo, I'm saying, like, the whole.
You ain't saying
the
shit.
The bus go round and round, and I ain't even do nothing. But, like, yo.
Here we go.
You want to say some shit?
Hold on. You know how you know she's a teacher because she got that stern. I'd probably pee in my pants if I was in her classroom. Like, I know what else I'd
be doing if I was in that classroom, boy.
You bringing her apple?
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Please stop.
But yeah, you just do it. It's all good.
Can you write that on the board?
I just respect boundaries. Like, let me explain something to y'all. I had something happen to me one time. One of my good friends, a guy friend of mine. I remember, he was messaging me, how you been, and this, that, the next. He spoke to one of my sisters. Great, nice. All right. He's married, whatever the case is, and I don't know if his wife checked his messenger and saw. He said, hey, how you doing, whatever, but he said, this was like years ago, he said, you know, his wife was uncomfortable or whatever the case. I was with somebody, and I was like, I'm, you know, not trying to holler at this guy or anything. That's my friend from back in the day, but one thing that I respect is her boundaries. So I said to him, don't messenger me because I don't need your wife getting the wrong idea and I'm with someone. You understand what I'm saying? So when we see each other in the street, we see each other in the streets or whatever the case may be. I don't need to make his wife uncomfortable because I know how I would feel if I was in that position or whatever. You know what I mean? So out of respect for his wife, when you see me in the street, speak to me then, you know? But you don't have some females like that. You have some females that think I'm gonna chase. It's not insecurity. I respected her boundaries. That ain't got nothing to do with me. What they got going on? Cause I have my own life going on.
Insecurity breeds boundaries. Breeds motherfuckers set boundaries. That's insecurity.
Insecurity. If we were cool before that, what? If we were cool before that. And if you got a problem with me having friends, like I don't have a problem with my lady having male friends. So, like, you know what I'm saying? My whole thing is, we're still friends.
No, I'm not talking about like that. We still friends. I got nothing to do with that. Listen.
No, I got you.
One of my best friends is a guy. And one thing, it's me and my other friend, who's also his best friend. Two girls, okay? Mm-hmm. Me and my other homegirl.
Is he gay?
When his girlfriend, he could be
is
on a
gay?
Three-way call. He's not gay at all.
Oh,
he could be on a three-way call.
He didn't try to hit on you? He didn't try to hit on none of y'all?
For what? He thinks we the best thing that ever happened to him as far as good friends. But my point that
okay,
I'm making
go ahead,
to you,
go ahead.
Because whether he thinks we're beautiful, blah, 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 who cares about all that? But my point that I'm making, one thing about him, when his girlfriend calls, and let's say we all on a three-way call with him, he needs to hang up. He goes and he speaks to her. He invests his time back to her. Where you have some girls that they want to suck all the guys' time out. You understand what I'm saying? And I think that's a level of disrespect. That's homegirl. You need to have your boundaries set. That's your friend, great, but he can't be needy, needy, needy towards you because that's taken away from his time with his girl. And that's one thing where men need to set boundaries for their female friends. You can have friends. Who gives a shit? Who cares about that? We all have male and female friends, but let me tell you something. If it was a female doing that to you guys, what would you think? You would think, oh, he trying to hit that, right? I've heard that many times.
Okay, let me tell you something. And I told all my ex-girlfriends that. I told my ex-wife. I told the current friend. I said, look at here. Only friends I got is women I fuck. If I ain't fuck them, we either work together, we family. I'm trying to hit it. I ain't gonna lie. I'm trying to hit it.
All right, but you set your boundaries right up front. You was up front with it, so she could have ran away from you or not. That's my point with setting boundaries.
No, you let her know how your life is. That's not a boundary.
Yeah, you
know,
well.
The boundary is like what you will tolerate and, you know, what you don't go past. You know what I mean? That's the boundary.
Yeah, right.
But the thing is, I let them know up front. Many women can't be friends, you know, unless it's family, they work together, or they're friends online. You know what I mean? Or they trying to get
you said they
other.
Can't be friends. Can't?
They cannot.
Can?
They cannot. They cannot. They cannot be
friends. And Ron, please tell us why. Break it down why. Because I already know why.
Because,
but go tell me why.
Because you don't have a dick. That's why. You don't have a dick. You ain't experienced
tell
it.
Me
like,
why.
I do this.
That's not
bad
from
that. Like, Tell me why.
That is good.
So you're saying that guy is always going to want that girl that they friends with. I don't believe that.
I mean, it takes, let me tell you something. I've seen it done, and it's taking a certain type of discipline. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've seen it done.
A lot of men don't have. You know what I mean? A lot of men, and then the older they get, the better they are. You know, the older they get, the better they are, because a lot of them, they dick can't get up. But,
Listen, bro.
I don't tell strange women nothing I wouldn't tell my daughter. You know what I mean? I don't. You know what I mean? And it's just like that's how some men are. I've seen brothers be in the barbershop, strange men, and tell me, oh, I want to fuck the shit out of her. But I don't even know you are her. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear about that. Now I'm thinking about her. Like, what he seeing her? You know what I mean? And then I see her more than he do, and I'm like, if she's shape 20,
definitely.
You know what I mean? That's a,
all right, so,
you know,
so let me ask you this, Ron, brother to brother. You know, and so so how disciplined are you?
As far as
now, wait a minute. You can take the fifth. You can take the fifth on that one. But
I ain't taking the fifth on nothing. I worked in strip clubs on and off for 30 years. I've turned down some of the flyest chicks. You know what I mean? So I am kind of disciplined. You know, I'm not saying it just because it's Ramadan, but I am kind of disciplined. You know, and I've gotten better over the years. Even my ex-wife saw it. We, you know what I mean? She saw it. We was together one time. We was going out for my birthday. Oh, you didn't see that girl with the big hips and shit like that? You didn't see that? You know what I mean? It's like, you know, my daughter. Yeah, it's like my daughter.
Oh, Lord.
My daughter would catch me looking like, oh, that's what you like. I said, hey, who are you talking to like that? Don't you talk to me like that. You know?
Oh,
but,
Lord.
But I've gotten better, you know. But I don't put myself in positions where I would have to continuously prove myself. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You only set yourself up. But I know a lot of brothers, man, especially because men don't get the attention that women get. So that's why a lot of men fall victim to the. A lot of men.
I don't believe that.
I know you don't
so
because
either.
You got four lips. You got two lips. I understand.
What? Dudes don't get attention like that.
I don't believe that.
Unless it's some flashiness going on.
My mama told me some shit when I was, since I was five. My mama told me, ain't nobody going to give a man nothing in this fucking world. But they're going to give a woman everything they can because she got something they want. I never knew what that shit was until I was about 19 years old.
I understand that, but I still don't believe that. I think women get more of attention.
No.
I got 20 lips. I know, 20 lips.
No. 20 lips, what?
Whoa. You better go get checked out.
I don't believe. I think men get more of the attention than with me. I think men get more attention than women do.
You know why
you
think that?
Because we have something to offer.
You know why you would think that? Because
why?
It's more.
Listen. The only way that would be happening, like Lady T and Big Red said before, unless they wear the gray sweatpants. That's the only time they get the attention. Let's see.
That's not even true.
And if that nigga ain't packing, that nigga ain't packing, they ain't matching. Listen what I'm saying. You know, and I know some.
That men get more of that attention because it's. I don't know. It's just.
I know.
I think it's because it's more of us and less of y'all.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's more of us and less of y'all.
Exactly.
And that's the sad part about it. And especially, I'm not going to say, I think it's more nowadays that it's like I said, it's more of us and less of you guys.
Mm-hmm. No.
I really think
Yeah, you're right, baby. You're right. That's all the money. I was going to say the same
thing.
And
it's sad because, like I said, you have this one guy and you thinking, you know, he's going to be exclusive with you. But guess what? You don't know how many chicks he's talking to online. You don't know how many other situations that he may be in that he ain't telling you about.
You don't know if he
like
boys. Like boys or like girls.
Yeah, you know exactly. You don't know if he like both of them because he could like both of them.
And don't forget, you also have the guys that they want the trophy girl, so they covering up that other side of them and things like that. I've seen that happen.
Ain't no trophy girl.
But listen, people just need to be straight up with what it is. You got the difference between a grown man and a grown boy or whatever you want to call him. But people just need to be straight up. Like, it's not that serious.
They need to be, but they're not.
We know that.
It comes back to the attention thing. Every man is a little boy, and every little boy wants to be a man. So it flips. How you doing? You are EMS?
I don't know.
Oh, how you doing? I'm security, yeah.
I know some grown men in grown men situation that will do real grown men things. So I don't know. You can't call it. I don't know. I think it varies based on the person.
I don't know where these... Listen, I haven't seen a grown man in a long time. Okay, so I don't know. You know, to me, it's like you know, like I said, you want to try and say it's an age thing, but sometimes it's like I'm not saying all men, but they act so much the same until you can't even tell what age is who. You don't know who the more dummy jackass, the older one or the younger one. And sometimes the younger ones act like that. Yeah, well, we know that, but I'm saying sometimes the younger one is a little bit on the more mature side than the older ones are. And that don't make no damn sense.
That's your perception. You know, until you put that thing on.
No,
you know,
it's what
I'm
saying.
You put that thing on them young boys, man. You know, hey, different story.
Listen. My son is 26 and his father is 40. My son is 26 and his father is 46. And the father act like he's the older goddamn brother. And the son, you know, and my son act like he's older than his father sometimes.
But what happens is you have a different relationship with both of them. You're not sleeping with your son. You're sleeping with the father. You know what I mean? So, huh?
Wait, you said... Oh, no, I didn't say he's leaving his father. Hell no, I ain't no. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Please, don't make me want to throw up on this phone, please.
Let me retract that. I apologize.
Yeah, please do.
Whew.
Don't get my stomach upset.
Oh, no.
Don't get my stomach upset on this line.
I rub your belly.
I'm just saying, like,
okay,
you know.
I'm sorry.
You know, like, they both, you know, like, he is a certain age, and it's like I said, he's going on 50 years old, and he act like he's the older brother, then acting like he's his father. Like, I don't understand.
What is the relativity of them to you?
Huh?
What is the relativity? What is the relativity? You related to them, or?
I'm related to my son, of course. Look, that's my son.
Well, hey, you know.
That's my son, but his father, I ain't related to his father.
How old is your son?
My son is 26, and his father is 46 or 47 or something like that.
All right, but, you know, different situations, different things, you know, bring out different things in men, you know. I get a certain way.
Right. I understand
People look at me, you know what I mean? So people look at me sometimes like if I get out of character or something, you know. But,
He's too old to be acting like that.
Character and, acting mature, two different things.
And that's a deal breaker for me, immaturity. Oh, my God. Please don't be immature in any certain
way. Well, check this out. I look at it like this. You know, with there being more women than men, and, you know, I've heard a lot of women say that, oh, well, I'll just be alone until whenever. I'll just be alone.
He's
going to
drop the P.
He's
going to drop the P word.
Listen, my thing is everybody is for a scratch. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the realisticness of it. See, and that's, to me, that's kind of one of those things where it's like, yo, if you're not realistic, that's a deal breaker with me. You got to be real about shit. Like, don't come to me saying X, Y, and Z and you're living on Mars. Like, it doesn't work that way. And like I said, everybody wants to get, like, this topic. Everybody has their boundaries, but come on now. We all at times are in need of, you know, like I said, that scratch, that itch that needs to be scratched. So for something to say,
go take a shower.
Know, well, I'm never
going to
do this. Or I ain't going to do that. Sometimes that don't work, brother. See, my whole
thing,
like I said, I see so many.
Everybody on the panel, you just said, Brother B, it goes also back to the beginning. We see red flags and we ignore them. Not until you're over with something you can say, damn, I should have paused that right there. You understand what I'm saying? We always like to, a lot of females, a lot of times, I shouldn't even say females because males do it too. We see the red flags and we really, really ignore them because we really think, you know, this person's really great. You know, I should give them a chance. But you knew they wasn't your type to begin with. You understand what I'm saying? You know that wasn't your type. They might really be nice.
That's a cop out.
Sometimes.
Because, I mean, how many red flags you going to go through? You know, if you're in a race, what are you in a race for?
That's exactly what I'm saying, though.
Yeah. You know
where
what
would
mean?
You
and
stop?
Just,
where would your boundary be? Would it be your first red flag?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, like, it's like people are people, man. You know what I mean? It's like no one's better than the next. You know, and money don't make you, money, education, and what the white man give you don't make you no better than me. You know what I mean? When we get naked and get on the scale, we look like everybody else. You understand what I'm saying? So what it is just you have to gravitate to those who want to be with you for, you know what I mean? It's just like there's some sisters, because we're all in a circle. There's some sisters that'll be with a dude because he likes her, but she don't like him, and she want to be with the next nigga. I sat down. I learned this from watching Going with the Wind. And Going with the Wind, like, that shit blew my mind. You know what I mean? And it's just like Scarlett O'Hara was a bitch. You know what I mean? And it made so much sense. I'm not pitting black women against white women, but a lot of black women adopted in the white woman mentality. That's why they're not successful with black men. You cannot be a black woman trying to be and imitate a white woman trying to have a black relationship. It's not going to work. There's just certain things you have to get out of your mind. That's why consciousness is very important to the black people. You know what I mean? I don't mean to get on no soapbox or no shit like that, but.
Yeah, that's for a whole nother topic. Cause,
We out of time. We are definitely out of time. Ron, Lady
yes,
T. I had to do that. I'm sorry, Lady T. I'll be back.
I love you, baby.
Whatever.
Big Red. Yo, everybody be good for the rest of the week. Be safe out there.
Yes,
guys.
And, Bobby
Blaine, you got to listen to Bobby
Blaine.
Be safe
out there, guys.
I'm a YouTube sub of him right now. Bobby Blaine, thanks again, ladies, for the topic. And Ron, next week is on you.
Yes,
oh
on
God.
You, Ron. And it better
put
be
on me, babe. Put it on me,
babe.
All right, later, guys.
Later.
Peace out.